the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with your weekday podcast today, and I want to talk about making God known. The other day, I talked about knowing God. Today, let's talk about making God known. As gratifying as it is to know God personally, this knowledge is not meant for us to hang on to harbor and hoard for ourselves. We've been blessed in order to be a blessing. Our experience of God's love and grace should compel us to share it with others. That's the very essence of the Great Commission, where Jesus said to his followers in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you." It's not a suggestion, it's a sacred mandate. And those who have encountered the risen Jesus and been transformed by his gospel, well, we're called to engage in a joyful task of making God known in the world. It is one thing to know God, but the truth is, when we truly, deeply, intimately know God, we want to make God known to everyone else. But if we're honest, I mean, evangelism and discipleship can feel pretty daunting. I mean, we can make it a bigger deal than what it really has to be. It is a big deal. I don't want to make it sound like it's not, but it's also not difficult. It's not hard to share Jesus. There's a million ways to do that, including simply being gracious. We might feel inadequate. We might fear how other people might respond. But I made a point when I was teaching the other day about this, that here's a really important principle. You can only give away what you possess. Our passion for sharing our faith flows from the overflow of our vibrant relationship with God. 1 John 1:3 says this, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us." I mean, so what does a lifestyle of making God known look like in practical terms? Well, it means allowing Jesus's love to permeate everything that you do. It involves intentionally building relationships with those you don't know. I mean, for people that you may not know, but people especially who don't know Jesus, and then finding ways to serve them in a tangible way. It means supporting, like, outreach, global missions, through prayer, through giving, through personal involvement, for getting after it. It includes looking for opportunities to share the hope that we have in Christ Jesus with gentleness, with graciousness, and with respect. You know, there is a metaphor of a cup overflowing. I mentioned this in my teaching. You put a Yeti cup down and you begin to fill it. As you continually fill it, the water is going to flow over. It's going to hit the table and it's going to hit the floor and eventually gets your feet wet. But we ought to be living our lives overflowing with Christ because we know him. That's how we share, in our overflow. You see, in Acts 4:20, what we read is where the disciples declare, "We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." And that's our command. Let's don't ever stop. Let's don't hush because the world's different. Let's make sure we share the life-giving message of Jesus the Lord. Making God known is not ultimately dependent on having a personality type or possessing all the right words to say or being eloquent in our understanding of the Bible. It's about the light of Jesus that shines through us to a world around us, which means the only qualification you need is your availability, not your ability. Listen, Jesus said this, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So there's two issues. You got to let your light shine, and then that light ought to shine toward Christ, not yourself. Where's God calling you to shine his light and make him known today? Maybe it's among your coworkers or in your neighborhood, at the ballpark with your kids, or maybe within your own family. Maybe it's by volunteering with a local ministry, or maybe going on a short-term mission trip. Whatever it is, know that God wants to use you as his ambassador to reach others to make him known. Why? Because the world needs his transformational love. Making God known is a thrilling mission that we've all been called to as followers of Jesus. So let's commit afresh to live as salt and light in a world that is desperately dark. Let's allow God's love to permeate everything we do and overflow to those around us. And then let's faithfully share the good news of Jesus in our words, our actions, and our attitudes. And then just trust God with the results. You're not on the hook for that. He is. There's no greater calling or privilege than partnering with God in His redemptive purposing as we make Him known. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.